My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, would Davin want his balls in a stack of kittens? Find out, listen, and enjoy.
I go, so you never tell me. Where'd you get that cute dog?
Snack?
We call him Snacky.
We call him Snacky. Here's Snacky. Here's Snacky.
He doesn't bite, but we do.
Catch the marinade. Good, Snacky.
They didn't call him that for long.
Yeah. It was a short relationship. Yeah. She goes, Dad bought it for the house. I go, very cool. What is the dog's name? Does Kasha love it? Sassy. I think she does. Why not? I go, Sassy. Sounds like they named her after somebody I knowed. I know, and I give her a winky emoticon. A kid should have a pet. It gives them unconditional love, and is very important. She goes, yeah.
Oh, she's just humoring you, or yeah. It, or whatever the hell it is. Just
well, I appreciate
you.
It, Joe. I have a show to do.
No, I'm just saying.
I go, what do you have planned for today? She goes, nothing much, just staying home. I go, that sounds relaxing. And a bit boring, LOL. She goes, yeah, it is. I go, boring or relaxing? She goes, both. You know, give me, say what you want. I'm keeping this person here.
Yeah.
But you know what the funny thing is? Thank God that you're writing to each other. Because if this was a phone call, you remember when you would call and it would be the same? And
death.
The awkward pause. And you're sitting there like trying to your last gasp, you know,
like,
effort. And it ain't going to happen.
That's
and
what
you
this
know
is.
It's, and you
yeah.
know it's not. And there's this awkward pause.
Awful.
And you're like, should I keep going or just say we'll have a good life?
Well, no,
yes,
and
yes.
It ends with a, well, I guess I'll see you around.
Yeah, yes.
That's how it ends.
Oh.
And meanwhile, the person's like, no, I'm going to avoid the shit out of you.
They don't say that loud unless they really mean.
They're like, yeah, okay. Gonna go now.
Yeah.
My dad's calling. I think he got something caught in the zipper. Gotta go, bye!
I have this running joke with this girl that I work with. If I call her, she doesn't pick, like, it'll show that she's there, but she's not picking up the phone. So I call her and I go, what am I, your ex-boyfriend or something? She goes, what do you mean? I go, I'll call you, but, you know, it shows you're there, but you're not picking up the phone. So we have this whole running joke now that I'm Eric's boyfriend. And, like, she goes, can you write this order? This is a factory order for Brasscraft. I'm like, and I go, okay. She goes, you're the greatest. And I go, no, I'm not. I go, when I showed up at the restaurant and you were there with that guy sitting in the dark, or as you called it, romantic candlelight. And you asked me to leave, and it took the cops and three bus boys to get me out.
Oh my God!
And then one time I wrote her, and
you're
I
like a flashback. Oh, with this
yes.
But then I go. I wrote her one time, and I go, "If you're not doing anything, maybe you want to go to the movies with me." And then I wrote her a script. And she's like, you know, her to Joe. You know, I've been dating this guy for 3 years. Can't you get the point? Oh, okay. Well, let me know about the movie. Asshole, get the point.
It's got Burt Reynolds in it. I know you've always liked him.
All right. It's just I told her, I go, look, I go, oh, you're not creeping me out. I go, I just get a kick, right? It's so ridiculous.
Hope you're
so
not
pathetic.
Creeping me out, but this is my real life, so.
No, well, it was at my point, but no. But it's just fun to write that because it's so pathetic.
But where the hell were you? Oh, that's right, you were dead.
Yeah. No.
Tom is writing the end of this conversation. Gotta go, Sassy's almost done, and it's dinner time.
She's being marinated. Yes. As I speak right now.
We're marinated.
All right. I go, well, yay and boo, because she says it's both relaxing and boring. I go, well, yay and boo. Still, those can be good if you are usually busy. She goes, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Painful.
It certainly is. I go, are you happy living with your family? She goes, I'm not. I want to be on my own. All by myself.
The worst song to ever have a suicide prevention, that tune.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Nobody's playing that at an intervention.
But God almighty.
Yeah, it's on the hold music.
Please put you on hold. All by myself. That is the saddest song. Eric Carmen,
it's
All by
horrible.
Myself.
It's a great song.
Is the I was a good but you would, I mean, you could have your balls in a stack of kittens and you'd want to blow your head off.
Yeah. Although
I can't imagine a scenario where, I can't imagine any scenario where I'd have my balls on a stack of kittens. Well, how do you even stack up kittens?
Yeah, and if you
I don't usually. I mean, they're kind of wriggly, Joe. I mean, they're soft. Sure, I get that.
Well, in a basket, your balls in a bag. You know, it's, they're all soft and cuddly, and you know.
Have you
so
ever
I,
seen...
do I just squat and dunk my nuts on the kittens? I mean, because they still got claws. I mean, they might take a swipe at the. It just doesn't seem like a good strategy,
yeah,
Joe. It doesn't seem bright.
Those are cat toys.
Yeah, they look like little like. Kill the catnip balls, Joe, and they're not catnip balls. They're not, I don't want kittens sticking their claws in my balls, Joe.
I got a cat scratch there.
And then what? Misses my ball, hits me in the taint? That's kind of smart. How do you go to the doctor about a scratched taint from a kitten? They're going to ask questions, Joe. It's a terrible fucking analogy, Joe.
The ASPCA shows up at the door. They have an officer
with them. Have another dum-dum, stupid.
You know what? I would love to go, hey, fuck you, man. But no, maybe I was wrong right now. Yeah, because they like to grab and jet.
And right. Joe acted it out like he was a kid. Whose balls are those?
Yeah, not a good idea.
But Jen is terrified by this idea.
Yeah, rightly so. Sorry, gang. I gotta find another simile.
First of all, Crimson Cat, and she knows of where she speaks, says kittens have very sharp claws.
And they love grabbing and pouring it. Yeah, all right.
Tom says, what did we learn? Joe knows the secret to teabagging kittens.
Excellent, Tom. Tom wins the thread.
See.
I'll probably put that on the recap.
Joe teabags kittens.
Joe knows the secret to teabagging kittens. You're going to be very prominent, Joe, in tomorrow's write-up.
Joe loves this.
Joe debates what's better, snot or turds. Really a banner show for you. I'm sure your pal's learning a lot about you this show, Joe. I enjoy explaining that on the ride home.
I don't think she's listening tonight.
I hope she catches the replay.
You're damn lucky. Yeah.
Where is she? I'll send it to her personally.
You don't have to.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.